Now, for any country to realize economic and social benefits of its resources in relation to other countries, its transportation network plays a critical role in the entire process. Now, for a young nation like South Sudan, air transport has proven to be more popular due to various challenges facing the country. Well, today we join the rest of the world in commemorating International Civil Aviation Day, and I'm joined in by Samuel Ayesu Abrokwa, UNMISS Aviation Section, and also Horde Jackson, Chief Air Operations. Good morning, gentlemen, and it's good to have you.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yes. And
good morning, Irene.
I'm all smiled because I thought I misfired on pronouncing your name.
That's a problem.
Okay. So what is the significance of this day? I'll start with you, Samuel.
Thank you. First of all, you've given us a Herculean task. It's like asking us to dissect an elephant with a blade within 5 minutes.
Oh, no.
and try to find its entrails. I'll start off by giving a bit of a background into the International Civil Aviation Organization. As we all know, it was established in 1947, even though member states, or how do you call the contracting states, signed up the convention in 1944 in Chicago, which is called the Chicago Convention. So the reason why the International Civil Aviation Organization was formed was, first of all, the purpose is to ensure that all member states have what I'll call a regulatory regime that regulates safe, efficient, and of course, yes, reasonable air transport. And we know that air transport today is the single biggest mode of transport in the world. So in 1994, thus on the 50th anniversary of the establishment of the ICAO, it was dedicated 7th of December as the International Civil Aviation Day. We all know, like you did in the introduction, the importance of international civil aviation to the development of a country.
Right. So the significance of this day is about that. Now, Jackson, I will stick to that name. Civil aviation represents all non-military aviation. So how is UNMISS fitting in on this, considering that when people hear about the UN, what comes to mind is military?
No, the United Nations have, of course, two components, right? Military being one of them. But the aviation that we utilize here is civil aviation. Actually, you know, United Nations contract companies, and these companies work for a country or are from one country. That country also has their civil aviation. So all the companies that fly here, they fly as per ICAO standards, and they fly through the rules of their civil aviation, indeed. So there's no mix within military and civilian.
Right.
In our case, we also have a military squadron from Rwanda Air Force, but they fly under Rwanda Air Force military rules. However, when they fly for UNMISS, they respect all the civil aviation rules. It's like in my own country, Uruguay. The Air Force flies in their sectors that are assigned for their training. However, when they are out of those sectors, they have to comply with all the civil aviation rules.
Right. So how should the ordinary people commemorate this day, Mr. Samuel?
One thing about civil aviation is about safety. And it's always said that safety is everybody's business. So if you look at the components of a civil aviation authority, transportation of passengers, goods throughout the world is the key aim. And it is important for us to realize that in a setting like ours, a nascent state like South Sudan, the importance of civil aviation comes in very handy because our airports and our, I would say, the international airports becomes the gateway into this country. And that is where the facilitation of goods, services, transportation of personnel, investors becomes handy in there.
Right.
So it is very important that we all take this very seriously and contribute to the safe operations of our aircraft in this country.
Right. And I would like to also put this question across before it skips my mind. So how can South Sudan improve our aviation system? Because we know there have been many shortcomings here.
It's a collaborative effort. As you know, air transport, it's not only restricted to a country. If there are airlines flying into South Sudan, it's not only South Sudanese that are on board.
Mm.
And that was the essence of the establishment of the International Civil Aviation Authority, where you have member states that support one another. They also have the ICAO regional offices that contribute, and there are safety audits that are done.
Mm.
Now, for South Sudan, what I would say is that normally the Civil Aviation Authority is an autonomous organization where it is supposed to create its own resources mm-hmm. and use these resources to develop its infrastructure and create the safety that is required.
Right.
So it is very important that the regional countries, and as well as the United Nations, which we have been partners with the Civil Aviation Authority since the inception of this mission, we have contributed our bit into creating a safer airspace. Yeah, just to say that, to create mm-hmm. a safer airspace.
Right, right, okay. Thank you so much, Semir. Now, Jackson, as ANMIS, how has aviation helped you in your mission in this country? As ANMIS,
yeah.
How has the aviation helped you in your mission in this country?
Well, aviation, as you know, in ANMIS is the backbone of the movement of the mission. Our soldiers in Bunj, our human rights in rank, they all require the helicopter to arrive there at least once a week for them to have a lifeline.
Right.
Unfortunately, the unprecedented floodings this year have made that we fly much more than usual.
Mm-hmm.
We are not only flying goods for us, we are supporting partners. Some of the cases we are charging them for that, in other cases we are doing it as a help pro bono or within authorization of our senior leadership.
Mm-hmm.
But aviation is the only means that can get there during the rainy season, basically. And when I say there, you can imagine that it's almost there.
Yes. And also the long distance, the insecurity on the roads just make aviation popular. So, this sector is one of the safest and fastest. So how affordable is it for a country like South Sudan? How affordable is air transport?
That's a very good question. Well, civil aviation is based in standards and recommendation practices. And the civil aviation of each country has to enforce those recommendation practices. Unfortunately, some of the accidents we were witnesses are part because there's no following up those recommendation practices. So civil aviation needs a stronger organization, and as Chief said, independent organization, in order to tell who is doing right and who's not. And the ones that are not doing right, unfortunately, they cannot play this game.
Right.
Because it's everything about safety. Mm-hmm. And that is the job from the director of civil aviation, the inspector at the ramp, but also the public. Because if the aircraft crashes in your house, well, you're going to be affected 100%. Therefore, if you see something that is not correct, you should be able to say it without any fear that there's going to be reprimands.
Right, right. Thank you so much. Sam, is there anything else you would like to add on the SEM?
I think Jorge has said it all. First of all, this mission thrives on air support. And right from the inception of this mission, you can see the number of aircraft operations that has made this mission get to where it is today. As regards making civil aviation safe in this country, it's everybody's business, and most importantly, the government. Jorge did touch about what we call the ICAO standards and recommended practices. These are standards set up by the International Civil Aviation that member states, in this case, we don't call them member states, we call them the contracting states, are supposed to abide by. So you must get a robust and a functional civil aviation authority to be able to regulate and ensure that it is only those operators who meet the standards are allowed to fly up into the skies. Other than that, we will be creating a bad reputation for ourselves, destroying lives and property, and again, at the end of the day, creating a bad image for ourselves. So strengthening the Civil Aviation Authority is something that is critical, that must be taken both at the technical and at the political levels.
Right. And Chief Samuel and Chief Jackson, thank you so much for making our time to speak to us this morning. What would your last remarks be, Jackson?
Well, as it says today, everybody is responsible. Everybody is part of aviation, because aviation is the means to unite countries, especially nowadays.
Right. And Chief Samuel?
I think I would rather say we have been a worthy partner of the Civil Aviation Authority. We've been with them right from day one. UNMISS senior leadership have supported in training of air traffic controllers, providing some sort of infrastructure in terms of firefighting equipment, office accommodation, even to the extent of providing what we call aviation information servers in locations where the civil aviation cannot reach there. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we are one of the biggest operators here in South Sudan. But we are proud to say that we've also contributed our bit in ensuring that the Civil Aviation Authority of South Sudan is on its feet.
Right. Chief Samuel Ayesu Abrokwa and Chief Jorge Jackson, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.